a Christmas tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seelands Grove.
Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the magic radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At Garfields.net.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
And girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, it's magic radio time. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis. It is Friday night. Are we happy it's Friday? Apparently I'm the only one really thrilled it's Friday night. Hello! Hi!
Hello!
I have four boys and girls. Two girls, two boys. Actually, one of the girls is also a birthday girl. So it's Friday, we got a birthday girl. Are we ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
I knew it! I knew you'd liven up. Are you excited? Because who are you here to talk to?
Santa.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
The beard, the red suit. Is that the guy you want?
Yes.
Okay. Well, remember we talked about how far Santa is from us, right? We're here in our magic radio room by the tree, which, by the way, do you like the tree?
Yeah.
Isn't it pretty? It feels like Christmas in here, and I know it feels like Christmas in the North Pole. Santa's been telling me all week long how busy he and the elves are. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, when we talk to Emma tonight, and hopefully we talk to Emma, she has... Oh, you wore sparkle boots for Emma.
I got sparkly pants.
Oh, and she loves red sweaters. She loves gray. She's going to go crazy happy. But here, we have to tell her congratulations. She has a new job at the North Pole.
What is it?
Super duper elf in charge of everything.
That is cool.
Isn't it? That's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, hey, we have lots to tell her. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, but before we do this, I think we better take a deep breath in. Everybody, inhale, exhale. This is a little bit of elf breathing. Emma taught me this. Inhale. Release all your stress. Shake it out of your fingers. Shake it out. Everybody has to shake. Come on. Okay, now clear your throats. These, my listeners, are called Talk to Santa sound effects. So, are y'all set? You want to count us off to three, birthday girl? And then remember the way we're going to contact Santa, right? Santa, Santa, Santa.
right? Okay. You count to three and then we start.
One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa. You did it! Do you hear that?
Yeah! Congratulations on your purchase of the Elf Elf navigation system. Oh, that's nice. This highly technologically advanced global positioning system will aid you in the calculation of your traveling route from your beginning start point to your desired destination point. Then returning you to your original degrees of latitude and longitude from which you started by the most efficient means possible. Jeez! Why doesn't it just say they're gonna tell me how to get all around the world and back to the North Pole really, really fast? That would have been a lot easier to read. Anyway, step one, installing your Elf Elf. Press the candy cane shape button and listen for instructions to begin.
Welcome. You have activated the Elf Elf navigation system. To properly install your new Elf Elf, please mount the system onto the sleigh's dash.
Got it. This isn't too bad. What's next?
Press the Elf Shoe button to determine current global position.
Okie dokie.
Please wait. Enjoy a cup of hot chocolate while I calculate the fastest route around the world.
Cool! It even makes cocoa! Hey, this is pretty easy. What's the cookie button for? Do I get a cookie if I press that one?
Never mind that. Press the snowflake button to continue.
But I want a cookie!
Please press the snowflake button to continue. I told you not to press the cookie button. Recalculating travel route.
Oh no! Don't recalculate! I just wanted a cookie! Help!
Hey, where'd Emma go? Oh well, never mind.
You have arrived.
My goodness. Oh, that was really something. Where have you been, Emma?
Well, at least I know how to make an entrance.
The dust all over the place.
Oh,
snow
that didn't go well.
Coming in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa Claus. Miss Santa, how are you?
Hello, Hello, my little elfin friend. The question is, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Everything's fine.
Did any band-aids needed there or anything?
Maybe.
Maybe you okay?
Maybe. I need one that has elves on it. Can I have the elf band-aid? Do you have any elf band-aids?
I think I could make some for you. I could come up with some.
There we go. I got a big boo-boo.
Okay, I'll ship them first class. I'll get on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how are you today, though, aside from,
Ixnay
on the yeah, that thing, a,
Yeah.
How was your Friday?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Emma. The
yes?
kids want to say something. Say, congratulations, Emma.
Congratulations, Emma. What I do?
Word is spreading about your promotion.
Oh, yes, I got a new promotion. I'm super duper elf in charge now.
Of everything, though, right?
Yep, super duper elf in charge of everything.
They were very impressed, but did I hear Santa?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But, oh, it was such a mess here when, let's see, Emma came quietly through the door. Whoa! So I've been kind of quiet here until things settle down.
Settle down till the dust settles, literally, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my, yes, and we're very proud of Emma. Oh, she got the promotion, and she deserves it. She does a wonderful job here at the North Pole.
Thanks, Santa.
Oh, we agree, Santa.
Thanks,
we do.
Big guy.
Santa, how was your day today?
Oh, busy, of course, because we're making toys for all the boys and girls, and there are a lot of boys and girls.
Oh, yeah, Santa Claus. Well, I happen to have four of them here tonight, and I know they've got lots to say, don't you? You guys want to say hi, Santa?
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there, and Merry Christmas, boys and girls. I can't wait to hear what you have to say and if you sing a song and what you want for Christmas. Oh, it's time.
It's time, Santa Claus. Well, you and Emma relax. And Emma, you okay now?
I think so.
Okay, my friend. Well, you just sit back, chill, relax, because we're going to have lots of fun. And when we come back, Santa Claus, it's his very first time in the Magic Radio. We'll be talking with Mr. Cruz Smith. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is Cruz Smith. Hi there, Cruz.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. It's so nice to have you here in the Magic Radio Room. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yes. You look so handsome in your red Christmas sweater.
Yes.
Yes. And I love your spiked hair.
Thanks.
You look very cool.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And don't anybody tell him any different.
Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you, Cruz?
Good.
Good.
Say, how are you, Emma?
Hi, you, Emma.
I'm wonderful.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, my goodness, Cruz. Merry Christmas to you. It's good to hear your voice.
You too, Santa.
You too, Santa.
So who's listening tonight? Somebody in your family you want to say happy birthday to. Whose birthday is it?
Uncle Marquis.
Well, let's say happy everything. Christmas, birthday, whatever, to Uncle Marquis.
Hi, Uncle Marquis.
That's so nice. He got a special birthday from Santa and Emma. So how old are you, Cruz?
4.
4 years old. Now you get to go to preschool?
Yes.
Did you go to preschool today?
Yes.
What's preschool like? Tell Santa. What do you get to do?
We had to sit on the carpet, count.
So you're learning how to count? So you sit on the carpet for circle time?
Yes.
Wow. I bet that's fun, though. Do you get to? Let me guess. Are you singing songs?
Yes.
Do you get to play and draw? What do you like to play when you're at preschool?
Choo-choo.
And what else? Do you like to draw lots of pictures?
Do you? Yes.
Do you think, Cruz, that you might be drawing some pictures for Santa Claus?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
We have room on the old refrigerator, Cruz.
We got a spot with your name on it.
So you know what that means? If you leave a picture that you draw for Santa, tell him, Santa, you're going to take it with you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And with a big old magnet, we'll put it right on the front of the refrigerator.
In the North Pole. That's so awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
So who are some of your friends at preschool? Did you tell them you're going to be on the radio? You want to say hi to some of your friends? What are their names?
Levi.
Levi?
Piper.
Piper?
Olivia.
Olivia?
Willow. Willow.
Willow? Okay. And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Stacy.
Oh, Merry Christmas to all of them.
Well, yes, Merry Christmas to each and every one. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
That was nice of Scrooge to remember them all.
I think he's a very good boy, Santa Claus. I can tell. So, Cruz, how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Good. What did you do? Did you eat? What did you eat?
Potato chips.
Whoa!
Did you have some turkey with your potato chips?
No.
No?
Just potato chips!
I think I'm going to cruises next year, Emma.
That's a crunchy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I love potato chips. Did you happen to have any pumpkin pie?
No.
No? Just potato chips.
Yes.
Does Mom confirm that meal?
Mom, does that? Oh, Mom's doing thumbs up. Yepers.
Whoa.
The good news there, Emma, no cleanup, right?
That's true.
So, have you had time yet to decorate your house for Christmas?
Yes.
Well, tell me, what do you have done?
Is your tree ready?
Yes.
Tell us about your tree. Is it really tall?
Yes.
What color lights do you have?
We have blue. We have a whole bunch of colors.
A bunch of colors? Is it like the tree here in our magic radio room? All those colors?
Yes.
Oh, those are my favorite. So at home, Cruz, have you been working hard listening to Mommy, like picking up your toys?
Yes.
Yes? Now, Emma is one of the elves that she'll come and peek in your bedroom on Christmas Eve. Is it nice and clean?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a little bit of hesitation.
I'm sure it's kind of clean. I'm sure you work hard on that, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Christmas, the tree is up and your house is ready. Have you spotted any of Santa's helpers at your house?
Yes.
Who?
Chippy and Phil.
That's right, according to my records, Chippy and Phil are spying on Cruz.
No, they're not spying, Emma. They're just watching.
They're snooping.
They're just, snooping. Oh!
Same thing.
So where did you see Chippy and Chippy and Phil?
Yeah.
I love those elf names. Where did you see them today?
Yes.
Where were they?
In my Christmas box.
In your Christmas box?
Yes.
Is that where they usually stay?
Yes, sir. And they're magical, and they'll go back to Santa.
That's right. Santa has them come back to the North Pole after Christmas, right?
Yes.
But they'll be back next year, too, I'm sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. They come here to the North Pole and help us make toys for the boys and girls next year. And then we send them out to watch Cruz Smith.
Every year.
Every year they're there. Sometimes you just probably don't see them, right?
Every year?
Every year.
Yeah.
That's so exciting, isn't it? Hey, Cruz, did you get to go out and play when we had that big snowstorm a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you hoping that on Christmas morning, maybe we get some snow?
Yes.
Ask Emma, can you call the snow miser?
Can you call the snow miser?
I'll work on it. Seems like everything we send down there turns to rain lately.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in between.
We don't want the rain, do we, Cruz?
No.
No, we want the white snow.
Yeah.
Do you like to build a snowman and go sleigh riding?
Yes.
So when after you're outside and it's really cold and you play in the snow, do you come in and have hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Santa how he likes his hot chocolate. Mostly marshmallows.
Mostly marshmallows.
I told him your secret, Santa Claus.
It's important for Emma the Elf to know Santa's cocoa order.
And you know what that means, Cruz? Santa has in his hot chocolate mug, his big cup.
I'm ready.
Emma puts mostly
marshmallows. You fill the cup up with marshmallows.
This many marshmallows.
And then you just pour the cocoa over top of them.
Oh, my
goodness. He likes a little bit of cocoa with his marshmallows.
Oh, and I'd like some potato chips on top, too, because Cruz loves those potato chips.
Okay, this is going to be a taste experience, I can tell.
Oh, that would be good, though. The chocolate, the salty. Hey, Cruz, I have an idea. Do you always leave snacks out for Santa Claus?
Yes.
What do you usually leave for Santa?
Cookies.
Cookies. Well, sounds like Santa likes potato chips. You think maybe you could leave him some potato chips?
Yes.
See. That means yes.
Ask him, do you like barbecue?
No.
See if Santa does. Say, do you like barbecue, Santa?
Do you like barbecue?
Oh, my goodness, yes, Cruz. And it's okay if you don't like it. It leaves more for old Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, those good Middlework chips down there, too.
Did you hear that? Emma likes them, too. So there's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Do you usually leave some food for the reindeer?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think you'll leave? Do you leave apples or?
I leave apples.
Oh, Rudolph just loves apples. They're so good for him. And
he
they
loves apples.
He does. How is Rudolph?
Well, my goodness, he's been eating apples, and his nose is flashing bright, and he's excited to hear you, Cruz Smith.
He's right outside the magic radio room in the North Pole. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Rudolph.
Yes.
So, Cruz, are you planning to sing that special song for Santa?
Yeah.
You want to ask Emma? She does a special drum roll.
Yes,
can we have a drum roll, please?
Can we have a drum roll, please?
You certainly can! Take it away, Cruz!
Jesus?
Okay, yes.
Jesus loves me, this Bible with nuts. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to give me love. He is Lord. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. This Bible tells me so.
Whoa!
Oh, my
goodness.
Wow.
Cruz, that's the first time we've heard that this year.
I believe so.
He wanted to know. Santa said that is the very first time that we've heard that on the magic radio this year.
That is right.
That was very, very special, Cruz. Wow. Hey, do you know any Rudolph? Emma, is Rudolph still nearby?
Yeah, hey, Rudolph.
You guys want to sing? That's all. Should we sing a little song for Rudolph? What do you think?
Yes.
Okay. Say, listen, Rudolph.
Listen, Rudolph.
Here we go. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it was. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, I like that arrangement.
And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Whoa! My goodness! Oh, Rudolph! We're going to have to get that spatula to get you off the ceiling.
Get the reindeer spatula. We got a situation.
Do you hear that, Cruz? Rudolph is so happy he's jumping all over the place. Well, I know you still have something very, very important to tell Santa, right?
Yeah.
What are you hoping that Santa leaves under your Christmas tree this year?
Presents.
Presents.
Well, is there anything really special that you want to tell Santa and Emma?
Yes.
Is there a special toy that you want?
Yes. Doc cut holler.
All right.
Okay, Emma got that. And do you like surprises?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We'll find some of those. Emma, let's look in that great big book. Bruce Smith, this is the first time he's been on the Magic Radio.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's not ready for this. Okay. So, Cruz, you listening?
Yes.
Oh, right. Here we go. It says here in the big book that you're doing really good at using your manners and you're always helping your big sister, Lily. That's awesome. Keep up the good work. Now, Cruz, it says here that you could improve on not talking back to Mom and Dad so much. No more talking back, okay?
Okay.
You got two ears and one mouth, so make sure you keep it quiet and listen with your elf ears, okay?
Yes.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look on the workbench here. Oh, my. Look at the surprises. I think the pile of surprises is taller than Cruz. Oh, and my goodness, look here. It's a Ryan surprise egg.
Oh, Ryan.
Well, Emma.
Yes,
Santa Claus.
Ryan,
that's my favorite.
Well, of course we know that because we have the big book, Cruz.
How you know?
Because we're magic.
Santa knows everything.
Well, Santa.
Oh, he knows Ryan?
Yeah.
Of course we do. We have the big book. I think it's time we give him a big gold star. Don't you think so?
Bruce Smith, let's give you a great big gold star.
Ow.
Merry Christmas, Cruz. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas, Cruz.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, Cruz. Merry, Merry Christmas. I bet you're going to have a wonderful holiday. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Kendall Booker. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107. You can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Frost Jewelers." That's right,
Frost Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silsgrove and online at frostjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Kendall Booker. Am I saying your last name right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was worried. Kendall, you look beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Head to toe, Emma. You gotta tell Emma.
Sounds like I need a fashion update.
She wants to hear all about your dress. Can you tell her about what you're wearing?
A dress.
Whoa!
Please, tell her the colors.
Black and silver.
Black and silver? Ooh, so chic.
Very chic. Trey chic, but what else? This is most important.
Sparkle.
Oh! Sparkle,
Emma, be quiet now. Oh, calm down, Emma.
That's right, my favorite thing. I love sparkles.
You did it. You knew what to do. Santa, is she okay?
Well, we're going to give her a couple of sips of hot chocolate with potato chips, and she'll be fine.
I think Cruz started something. That sounds good. Potato chips and hot chocolate, doesn't it? Do you like them both? You like hot chocolate?
No.
You don't like hot chocolate? No.
Do you like potato chips?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Santa does, too. Did you ever try hot chocolate?
No.
Oh, I bet you would like it. With lots of marshmallows like Santa does?
Okay.
And you know what, Kendall? It's especially good after you've been playing in the snow.
Trust me.
So, tell us, how old are you now? And do you get to go, are you in school?
Yes.
How old are you?
Five.
Five. So, what, are you in kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
Did you have school today?
Yes.
Did you happen to tell your teacher that you were going to be on the Magic Radio?
Miss McCabe.
Hi, Miss McCabe. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Miss McCabe.
So, anybody else in your family listening you want to say special hello to?
Say Merry Christmas.
Your grandparents or any of your aunts and uncles? Anybody listening?
My mom.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mom.
Dad says Grammy's listening.
Oh, and Grammy,
hi,
too.
Grammy.
Aunt Shelley's listening, too. They're all listening, Santa.
Well, Merry Christmas to each and every one. Merry Christmas.
Did you get to see a lot of your family over Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Did you eat and sleep, eat some more, and then sleep?
What did you do?
I eat.
Now, what did you eat? Did you have some turkey and pumpkin pie?
And cheese.
It's one of my favorites. Did you also have turkey with it?
A cookie.
A cookie?
These are some different menus this year, Santa Claus.
Well, they certainly are. Of course, I won't tell you what we eat at the North Pole here for Thanksgiving.
What do you eat?
Well, we
eat pretty much everything.
And tofu.
We get the tofurkey out.
I think they're kidding. I think they actually have a big turkey. Mrs. Claus makes that, right, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. We all work together to make the great big turkey, and we have a great meal.
Sounds yummy. Thanksgiving's really fun, right? But is Christmas more your favorite?
Yeah.
So tell me, have you started baking Christmas cookies yet at your house?
Yeah.
Well, what kind? What's your favorite kind?
Ice and cookies.
Oh, so you get to help in the kitchen and you ice the cookies?
Paint them.
Paint them? Paint them with icing?
Yeah.
Okay. Not real paint, Emma, so don't worry.
Whoa!
All right!
I thought she'd say something if she heard that.
I might have to wear a smock.
So let me guess. You help put the icing on. Does Dad help taste them, make sure they're good?
No.
No?
You don't let Dad taste any?
No.
Who gets to taste them and make sure they're really good?
You.
She's the official taster of the Christmas cookie, Santa Claus.
Quality control is important.
That's right.
That is a very important job.
It's also a good job, right, Santa?
Oh, the best.
So, you hear that Santa's been sending some helper elves. Have you spotted any at your house?
Yes.
Who?
Sebastian.
Sebastian's there?
Oh, my, we're glad to hear that. He's been giving us lots of fine reports.
Every day.
Oh, I think it sounds like you've been a pretty good girl this year. She's looking at Dad. He's nodding his head yes.
Yes.
So what does Dad ask you to do around the house? Do you have to help out sometimes?
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
Help.
Well, let me see. Do you have to help, like, pick up all your toys?
Yes.
You try to work on that?
Yeah.
Do you have any pets at your house?
Yes. Two dogs, two cats, two guinea pigs.
Emma, we'll have to find out about how big those dogs are.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with the guinea pigs, thank you.
What are the names of all your pets? Tell us the guinea pigs first.
Dolly, Moon, and, S'mores.
S'mores? Okay, that's a guinea pig. Okay.
What about the dogs?
Dasman and Eddie.
Are the dogs really, really big? Are they bigger, like, say, an elf? Are they taller than an elf?
Dasman is taller than Eddie. But Eddie is older than Dasman.
Are they mean?
Emma wants to know, are they friendly? Will they be nice to Emma and the other elves?
Yes.
Oh, that makes Emma feel much better.
I don't know, Emma. I don't like the look on Kendall's face when she said that.
Uh-oh. Were her fingers crossed?
Fingers crossed. Where will the dogs be when on Christmas Eve? Where do they sleep?
Kendall Cade.
Oh, okay. They're quarantined for my ability to move about the house.
So Emma will be safe. They won't be chasing Emma around your house, right? On Christmas Eve. Well, let me ask you, though. All six animals, do you have to help feed them? Do you help Dad take care of all the animals?
Yeah.
Okay. These are all good things. Santa likes to hear all this. So are you going to leave lots of good stuff for Santa and the elves?
Yeah.
Like what?
Pizzas for Santa.
We got a spot on the fridge just for you.
Won't that be awesome? Your picture that you draw for Santa Claus will be in the North Pole on the refrigerator. Make sure you sign your name to it, okay?
Okay.
Now, is it really hard for you to fall asleep on Christmas Eve? Is it?
Yeah.
You don't try to stay awake and hear Santa, do you?
Do you?
That's okay. Everybody does that.
Oh, and so far, we haven't been caught in all these years.
I have a hard time falling asleep on Christmas night, too, because Santa keeps waking me up. Get up! We gotta go in another house! We got presents!
You can't sleep on Christmas Eve.
All right. Can I snooze between houses?
It's up to you, Kendall. I don't know. Ask Santa. What do you think?
What do you think,
Santa?
What do you think?
Well, I think snoozing now and this is a really good idea, except when Emma's with me on Christmas Eve, because we have so much work to do. And we have to get where we're supposed to go with the Santa GPS.
Well, let me recalculate that a little bit first.
Recalculating.
We heard about the GPS, right, Kendall? Crash, bing, bang, boom.
It did not go well. Wasn't my best work.
It's okay, Emma.
Wasn't my finest moment.
It's all right.
So, Kendall, are you ready? Are you going to sing a special song for Santa and Emma tonight?
Yeah.
What do you think you'd like to sing?
God.
Ready? Should we ask Emma for a special drum roll? No. Oh, not yet, Emma. We don't need it just yet.
Okay.
I'll count to three. Ready? One, two, three.
God bless America. God bless America. The land that he loved, that we sidle and guide through the night with the white sun above, through the mountains, through the dairy, through the oceans, white with fall. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Whoa! Kendall, that was really something. We enjoyed that here at the North Pole.
We never heard that one before.
Well, that's a magic radio first, Emma, right?
Yeah, that's not a Christmas song. Wow. That's different.
That was beautiful. You did such a great job with that. So now I think we need a drum roll. Say drum roll, please.
Dumble.
All right. Let's go.
What would you like for Christmas this year?
LOLs.
Anything else?
Anything else?
Tactic.
Okay.
Anything else, Dad, that you can think of? Boards. This isn't Dad's list, right?
Boards. Toy boards.
Okay, toy boards, okay.
A robot.
A robot, okay.
a full-sized robot or a little robot?
Like your size or smaller than you?
A pet robot.
Oh, a pet robot. My goodness.
And do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my goodness. Emma, let's look in the great big book for Kendall Booker, 5 years old.
All right. It says here that Kendall's doing well in math, That's really, really great, Kendall. Keep up the good work. But you could improve on your spelling. That's S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. Spelling. Can you work on your spelling?
Yes.
All right. See the good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here and see what we might have for Kendall Booker. Oh, my goodness. Over here, this pile of surprises. And oh, look at this, Emma. Don't tell her what it is.
Okay, well.
Oh, my goodness. And Santa is also going to be bringing her an LOL doll.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Kendall a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Kendall. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your whole family, Kendall. It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Gabriel Chilcote. Did I get it right, Gabe? Oh, awesome. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107. You can also listen to us online.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Gabriel Chilcote, a real football fan, Santa Claus. I'm not kidding. How are you?
Good.
Good. It's good to have you here. You and I were talking before we came back on the Magic Radio. What do we think it's like in the toy, in the workshop in the North Pole?
Rough.
That is rough?
Is that a fair assessment, Emma?
Well, it can be pretty interesting some days.
I think you're right, Gabriel. I bet it's pretty rough.
Well, my goodness, though. We sing and dance as we make the toys. And that makes everybody feel better.
So it sounds like Santa makes it lots of fun when they're working hard, doesn't it?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you. How old are you and what grade are you in?
6. 5th grade.
How's 1st grade?
Good.
Some of the boys and girls tell me they get lots of homework. Do you get lots of homework?
Not so much.
Do you have a favorite subject that you like to work on?
No.
Do you like math?
Nope.
Me either.
Can you give Santa a math problem? Let's see if Santa likes math.
Nope.
You don't want to quiz Santa?
That's good.
Nope. I don't want to do 2 plus times doing times.
Uh-oh. Oh, this could be a little heavier of a math problem, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Let's hear it, Gabriel.
See if Emma can help him. You ready?
1 million times 1 million.
Whoa! 1 billion times 1 million. I've got it. A lot. A whole lot.
What is it?
Listen, Gabriel, I'd just give Santa an A+ if I were you. Tell him that was good. Emma didn't even try to help on that one, did you, Emma?
Nope, I ran out of fingers and toes. I'm out.
She's out. So we were talking. So school's going pretty well. You getting your report cards? You studying hard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it sounds like you're really busy. Tell Santa all the sports you're involved in.
Football. Practicing football at home with Hunter. Mostly, I just do one-hand touch since he's, like, the fastest in the family as a kid.
That sounds wonderful.
And what's the name of your football team that you play for?
Danville Primary School Flag Football.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Did you have a good season this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so we're still watching football. Tell us, you have a lot of favorite teams. Let's start with college.
Bama and Penn State.
And you got lots of NFL teams you follow.
Steelers, Panthers, Dolphins, Giants.
Now, what do you do if they play, some of those teams play each other? Like when the Steelers played the Panthers, who did you root for?
Nothing.
Nothing. You win either way, right?
Yep.
So are you going to stick with football? You said what will you be playing next year? What position?
Tackling, I think I would be the running back in position.
Whoa, that's a big responsibility, Gabriel. Oh, you didn't mention the Cowboys. Are they one of your favorite teams?
Like the Dallas Cowboys?
Boo.
Whoa.
One team that didn't make his list, Santa.
Has some hard opinions over there.
I know. I'm not asking about my team. So, do you tackle Dad? Is that how you're practicing?
Nope. My brother.
Oh, your brother? Is it your older brother?
I have no older brother, just one. Instead of just one dog brother.
What?
A dog brother?
Hang on, now I'm confused. What's your brother's name?
Hunter.
Okay, so that's your brother. Now what's your dog's name?
Cooper.
Cooper?
Oh,
their
my
last
my.
Name is Pooper.
Uh-oh. I think Miss Ann's lost control over there.
Definitely, Emma, definitely. So, does Cooper stay outside?
Nope.
Be very careful, my little elfin friend, when you're walking around the house.
I will be careful.
Snowball is, like, up high. I don't know why, but I think they don't want to get bite.
Oh. Who does? Nobody does, right?
Friend Jackson said his friend on accident bring his elf to school and his head fell off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those elves can take care of themselves. How is Elwood, by the way?
Have you seen Elwood?
Nope.
Oh, then I'd say he's doing a pretty good job, Santa.
That's what we have him doing. Not being seen.
Instead of chipping, Sobol is like, keep on like, writing stuff on like glass.
We struck a nerve, Santa Claus. We struck a nerve.
Oh, my goodness.
So listen, are you singing a song for Santa tonight?
No.
Wait, I thought we talked a little Jingle Bells. With the gang. No? You don't want to sing? Okay. But does that mean you don't want to tell Santa what you want for Christmas? Come on. You want to tell Santa what you want for Christmas, don't you?
Yes.
Could I give you my list?
No.
Okay. We'll stick with Gabriel's list. What, would you like a drum roll for your list, before your list?
No.
No thank you, Emma.
All right.
Okay.
Suit yourself.
Here you go. What would you like for Christmas? What are you hoping to see under the tree Christmas morning?
A Siberian.
As in a Siberian husky?
No.
Okay.
Siberian lizard.
Oh, well, we we could have been talking about a puppy or a lizard. I wasn't sure.
We'll go with lizard. Okay. Any special toys or games or?
No.
No? Will you be okay if Santa brings you some surprises?
Yes. Only if Chippy and Snowball say if I was being good.
Oh, we shall see in a minute, my friend. Take it away, Emma.
Well, let's see here. If Gabriel Chilcote has been good, he's 6 years old, Emma.
All right. It says here that he's doing well at school and helps set the dinner table at night. Uh-oh. But sometimes here we need to work on this. Gabriel, it says you could improve by listening to Mom and Dad. So, Miss Anne?
Yes,
Emma? Elf ears, please.
You got to do this. That's what she... Elf ears. No. She wants you to push your ears forward like an elf. There you go. Listening.
Those are your elf ears, and they are for listening to Mom and Dad. Okay? They work. I know they work. So, can you listen to Mom and Dad better?
Yes.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, let's see what we have here on the workbench for Gabriel Chilcote. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, look over here. Oh, he is going to love this one, Emma. And over here, and this big pile of surprises. Oh, and Orion's giant egg.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we give Gabriel a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Gabriel. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
It was really nice to have you here, Gabriel. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, last but not least, we have the birthday girl. When we come back, we'll be talking with Miss Lily LaPierre. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107. You can also listen to us online.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seals Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle, give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you. It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back
to talk to Santa today.
Whoa! My goodness.
I think Miss Ann flew the coop.
No, she's here.
Oh, you're just gonna take over?
My goodness, good.
I took over.
Is this Lily?
Yeah.
Ah, happy birthday!
Oh, my.
I am 5 today.
You're 5?
I see that in our great big book. Can you update that, Emma?
I can. 5 now. I can. Are you ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lily. Happy birthday to you. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, Emma. That's why you got a promotion. That's
Merry
wonderful.
Christmas.
Oh, doesn't get much better than that. You get a special song from Emma.
You know I got sparkles on my boots.
Oh, calm down, Emma.
Sparkles on her shoes.
Pink.
Oh, they're pink sparkles. They're the pinkiest pink sparkles.
Are you prepared to let Emma try those on when she visits your house?
No, they're going to be hiding.
Oh, Santa, I got denied.
I'll share.
I'll
be on the good list.
You're going to share because you want to be on the good list?
Yeah, she's going to share, Emma. She would prefer to be on the good list.
Okay, I promise I won't do anything wrong to them.
She'll just try them on, take them off, put them back. You won't even know.
And you have to try on my Nowler shoes and put them back away where I belong.
You let me know what I'm allowed to try on.
Oh, and Emma, I think you'd be loving this birthday skirt Lily has on.
This is going to be, like, too big, I think.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe next year it might fit, Emma. What do you think?
And my shirt.
Guess what it says, Emma and Santa, her shirt.
What does it say?
Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Well, and it's exactly right today. Happy birthday again.
You gotta tell Santa and Emma, you brought a little fan club here tonight. Who's here to watch you in the magic radio room? Who all is here?
My mom.
Who's the guy back there?
Uncle Kurt.
Oh, she says that, Santa, with a bit of a toot.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
He's on the naughty list.
Oh, there it is. We're going to throw everybody under the sleigh. Here it goes.
Cat's out of the bag there, Emma.
Here it goes.
Who else came to see you?
Who's here, Nana?
Nana and Tony.
Have they all been good?
Yeah.
Well, my goodness, I think Emma and I should wish all of those fine folks, even Kurt, a very Merry Christmas. Oh, and Kurt, straighten up next year.
Kurt got a message from Santa, straighten up. Hey, so tell Santa and Emma how Emma, she had an awesome birthday party last week. Tell her. What did you do?
Balloon party.
Bowling.
I was good. Do you bowl, Emma?
Absolutely, we do. We have a big bowling alley in the basement.
Do you bowl very good?
Nope, I'm terrible.
Oh, that's why we gave her a job, because she can't bowl.
I do nothing to contribute to the team.
Do you want me to do my elf ears?
Yes, I do, always.
She's anxious to do those elf ears. So tell Santa and Emma, this is a big year for you. You turn 5 and you go to preschool. What's your teacher's name and tell her about preschool?
Mrs. Anella.
Well, Merry Christmas.
And my friends are named Ben, Cole, Lainey, Eliana, and Colton.
And Santa, guess what Lily did on her birthday?
You learned another name when you watch when I go to school.
Oh, yeah. Santa, you'll figure that out when you see what she's doing at school, Santa, right?
Oh, my, yes.
Santa, what did you take for your friends on your birthday to school?
Cupcakes.
Whoa. love cupcakes and cookies.
Can I sing my song?
Yes, you can. You want a drum roll? Say, Emma, please.
Drum roll, please.
Take it away, Lily!
Bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one open sleigh.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness, what a fine job, Lily. Great job.
Santa, was that Rudolph dancing along?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Did
you know Rudolph loved
to
dance.
You have to catch him.
No, Santa was just saying he was dancing. He was. You made Rudolph happy, too. So, Lily, what will make you happy Christmas morning? What are you hoping Santa brings you this year?
I think LOL doll and some JoJo nail polish and JoJo bows, and just get me surprised too.
Well, my goodness, Lily. First, happy birthday again. And second, let's look up Lily LaPierre in Santa Claus's big book here at the North Pole, Emma.
All right, it says here that Lily is doing well cleaning up when she is asked, and she's willing to help out when needed. That is great, Lily. Keep up the good work. But, I think she knew this was going to be on in the big book. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been practicing earlier. She could improve on listening better. Elf ears.
She's on it, Emma. She's doing it.
And no more throwing tantrums, okay? And I know you heard me because you have your elf ears.
I don't have that.
No, listen to Emma. Wait, listen to what she... Sorry, Emma. What was that again?
So, listening better, so elf ears to listen. And no more throwing tantrums, okay?
I don't have tantrums.
Okay, well, yeah, I hope you don't anymore, all right?
Okay, I'll work on that. I work on that.
All right, see the girl, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. There will be birthday and Christmas presents, but we can tell you about this pile of Christmas surprises here on the workbench. Oh, my goodness. A pile over here, a pile over there. And look out, there's a pile over there. And also, we're going to be bringing her an LOL doll.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus!
Let's give Lily LaPierre a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Lily. Whoa! And happy birthday!
Merry Christmas, everyone in North Pole.
And happy... And happy...
Happy birthday!
Christmas! Merry
happy
Christmas,
birthday.
Everybody! Merry Christmas, Miss Anne!
Merry Christmas, Santa! Say
goodbye,
Santa!
Goodbye, Santa!
Goodbye!
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.